This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers want to ensure workers know about tax credits that they may be eligible for. A Democratic bill would require companies to send their employees notices each year. These memos would let them know they might be eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Child Tax Credit. The bill is slated for its first hearing later this week. And it will be up to Denver voters to decide in April whether or not to lift a conservation easement on a 155-acre former golf course. Denver City Council sent the question to the ballot at Monday night's meeting. If voters approve, it'll clear the way for mixed-use development of the land. 25% of the housing units built will be income-restricted, and plans include building a regional park. A pandemic-postponed Broadway tour show is finally opening in Denver. CPR's Eden Lane has opening night details for To Kill a Mockingbird.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts made a commitment to reschedule the Broadway shows impacted by COVID shutdowns. And now, one of the last to be rescheduled is opening at the Buell, Aaron Sorkin's stage adaptation of Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. The powerful story builds on the familiar while giving the Black characters more agency. Executive Director of the Broadway and Cabaret Divisions at the DCPA, John Eckeberg.
I think there's a depth there to some of the characters that hadn't necessarily been in place in previous versions of the story. I think the story is as important as it has ever been.
To Kill a Mockingbird plays through February 5th at the Buell Theater. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Come find more on what's happening around Colorado today at CPR.org. Coming up next, it's The Takeaway, and when the show starts, we'll talk about how Joe Biden has been doing as president.